Tony Nash.
Greenfingers Landscape Design, Gardener and Handyman sponsors Tony Nash. Telephone Ian on 603 376 036.
Yes, a very good afternoon. Welcome once again, as I say, to Smooth FM with me, Tony Nash, and in the guest, I tell you honestly, I'm so chuffed. I really have. We've got two lovely gentlemen. Do you know, it's ridiculous. I know one of these guys' names is Tim, but yeah, the other guy...
Hi, everybody.
Okay, all right. No, your mic's on there. Now you can shout.
Right. Yeah, okay, cool. Yes, hi, everybody. Right. I'm Tim.
Okay.
Hi, right. I'm Brian.
Okay, and that's Tim and Brian then over there. And collectively, well, in fact, they're part of a very small group called the All...
The All Scars.
The All Scars, there we go. All right, and we'll be playing lots and lots and lots and lots of their All Scary music. When I say All Scary, I do mean All Scary and not All Scary. Scary.
Exactly. There you go.
All right, so let's get kicked off. All right. And we'll open this question because they're both having to share the same mic over here. So just shout at the mic anything you like. Okay. How did you get started in show business?
Oh, blimey. I started 50 years ago. Joined my first band when I was 16 years of age. And I've been playing for 50 years now in various forms, either rock bands or 60s bands or whatever. And I even had a short spell in a comedy show band as well, just for a bit of a giggle.
Hey, Tim here. Yeah, I've been playing in music, well, since I was five, I suppose, but show business. I don't know, big bands when I was at university. Used to run a big band and blues bands and jazz bands and rock bands and all kinds of bands, and now we've ended up playing ska music. Yay!
It's a first for me as well.
It's a new one.
Okay, now I tell you what, I'm a little confused at the moment because all the music we've got on here, I've just been trying to load it ready to start playing, and it keeps disappearing. I'm just going to try this one. Now that stayed in there, so that means I'm going to have to reload the other tracks. All right, so
we can talk while you're doing that.
No, that's all right. We can play the first number, but it's not going to be the first number that we thought it was going to be.
That's no problem. Whatever
that's
you've
all
got.
Right with you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So in actual fact, it's quite good actually. Because it says, be young and be foolish.
And be happy.
And be happy.
But we won't play. I want to know, okay, from you, where did you start? How did you start in show business?
In show business, yes. Tim. Well, show business is an interesting thing because it's always been amateur. It's always just been for fun. But what an amazing thing music is because it gets you to meet fantastic DJs like you, Tony, and it gets you to play in fantastic venues that you would never visit, going to stately homes, going to universities, going all over the place. And now, of course, playing all over the Almeria region, it's
fantastic.
It's an incredible opportunity, really. So that's why
And we meet so many lovely people in the audiences that really enjoying the band, and it's very exciting at all our gigs now.
People come out and say that they've been ska fans forever, really, and I find it incredible. And every time I meet new people when we're playing, all the venues are always packed, so it's just an incredible opportunity.
Big audience for ska, then, obviously.
Yep. There really is.
Okay. You've only been going since April, and that's in Spain, is it?
That's in Spain, yeah. We all got together through jam nights at the Oasis Club at Los Guiados. We all sort of came together, got to know one another down there, and Paul Rawlins, the main guy of the band, had this idea that he'd like to form a ska band. And before we knew it, we were all getting together and rehearsing, and my word, it's taken off, and it took us by surprise a bit to start with.
It was incredibly funny, because Paul said, you know, do you want to join a ska band? And I thought, well, I know Madness. I know the Specials. That'll be fine.
That'll be fine.
And,
and
now I realise quite how much saxophone there is. It's endless. It's fantastic.
Of course, yes, right. You're the saxophone player, aren't you?
I'm the sax player,
You are, that's right. Okay. And we're not going to go into any other jokes about that either. All right. Now, okay, first track we got lined up here, one of your tracks, is Lip Up Fatty. And there's a little funny story about that, isn't there? Fun fact. Or is there?
You can hit us with a fun fact if you want on that one, Tony.
Well, okay, according to the band singer, Buster Blood Vessel, what a great name.
That's great.
Lip Up Fatty was an expression used at his school to tell people to shut up. So I'm going to shut up, and you can listen to the music. Is that better?
It's okay.
This is your scars. Oh, yes, okay. Lip Up Fatty. And... we'll be right back.
bum patsy, only bum patsy, body reggae. Dance it to the music, shuffle up your feet, dance it to the rhythm of the party. Hey, bum patsy, only bum patsy, body reggae. We sing we bum patsy, only bum patsy, body reggae. Shuffle up your feet, moving to the rhythm of the party beat. Little fancy, oh, little fancy body reggae. We sing little fancy, oh, little fancy body reggae.
See all scars there, and a little thing called Lip Up Fatty. Originally done by whom? Was it Madness or?
Oh, it's
Bad Manners. Bad Manners, Bad Manners, okay. Now, we were talking prior to this, and we were saying, okay, perhaps I ought to ask you what ska music is, because not many people are familiar with it,
it's
shall we say.
It's a question that people come back and ask us every time. Where before we start playing, they say, what is ska music? And then you'll know it as soon as you start hearing it. But it really, it comes from Jamaica in the late 50s, early 60s, and it's real Caribbean music originally. It's got a real, Caribbean... Jamaica happy laid-back feel to it, and then reggae came afterward. I have everybody say reggae, I know reggae music. Well, ska came before reggae.
Right, okay. Yes, actually, thinking back now, yes, it was ska. Wasn't it Blue something or the other? Was a famous group, I remember now, from Jamaica. Used to do lots of yeah, go on ahead.
So then you think, where does the word ska come from? And there's all kinds of different stories as to where ska comes from. But my personal pet theory is it's the sound of the guitar. The guitar is offbeat all the time. Ska, 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 ska. So this is where I think ska comes from. There are other people that have various theories, but yeah, that's what I think.
All right.
And so it was laid back. It was real, Caribbean, Jamaica music. You wind forward 10 years... And all of a sudden you get to the specials and you get to the early, the 80s, and everything becomes a lot more hard-edged and political, and the specials are talking about, and then it becomes popular and music takes off and the mad...
I was going to say, we've got a specials one, Ghost Town, in a while, but we won't play that one yet, because we always... I'll stick with this sort of music at the moment, because one of the questions I've got here, who's your favourite singer and band of all time? And you came up, started off, you said Monkey Man was a great, great song that you loved.
I absolutely love Monkey Man. I don't play the sax, I'm the sax player, but there's no sax in that song. It's a sing-along, backing vocals, just I can put my saxophone down and I can just do the ska, skanking, dancing stuff, and it's just fantastic.
And is he any good at that?
Oh, yeah.
You'll need to come just slightly bit closer to the mic.
He's out and about in the audience all the time, so there's always great audience interaction, and it's just lunatic on the dance floor when he's going.
All right. right. Well, we're going to play Monkey Man, all right? As I say, it's Tim's favourite. And let's hope it's going to be everybody else's favourite out there. All right, this is the All Scars, Monkey Man with Tim. Or without Tim, even. You can see the reggae influence in that one, can't you? We can hear the reggae influence.
Yeah, we break out into a reggae bit in the middle, and the styles are quite different, but obviously they come from the same source.
Okay, that's fabulous. All right. And Scott, yeah, Monkey Man Scott. I don't know, as I say, it's very, very much reggae to me anyway. But definitely that one shows it up. Now, let's move on with the questions. Okay, so is there a story behind the name of the group, All Scars? I don't know, you know, because...
Yeah, Paul Rawlins,
you don't just do ska music, do you?
We mostly do. Well, it's ska with a little bit of reggae and a little bit of Northern Soul, which we'll have a little bit later in the show, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Paul Rawlins really came up with the name. He loves ska music. He says he likes it to be, what's the advert, you know, it is what it says, so it has ska in the name. Mm-hmm. And he's a fan of the Converse shoes, so therefore All Scars is what we ended up being called.
Okay. And is this the music that's influenced you most in your life, or what?
No, not really. I've generally been more of a rock or 60s man in the different bands that I've been in the past. This is all something new to me, but I'm having so much fun. It was nice to have a challenge so late on in life.
You old man, you.
There you go.
And for me, I come from a completely different background. Before I joined the All Scars, I was playing bass in a Spanish rock band. So now I'm playing funky ska music in a ska band. So
okay, but you say bass. Was that bass?
Bass guitar. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So right. Because now you're a you don't play bass, you play something else.
I'm the sax player now. It's funny, there's a funny story with that. I used to go down after after our gigs when I was playing in the rock band, and I used to sit down at tables and people looked blankly at me. They didn't know who on earth I was because I was the bass player. Nobody even knew
me. Nobody looks at the bass player.
No. Nobody or the drummer.
Or the drummer. And now I go and sit down
and they're the most important element to any band.
Absolutely. No, that's not true. The saxophone is the most important. Now I sit down and everybody knows who I am, and I'm famous. Finally, this time in my life, I'm famous.
There you go, it's fabulous. So you're getting your 24 hours of fame.
I am.
Fabulous. We've got another little question that might tie in there. How long have you both been singing? Now, you're saying that you've been here 50-odd years.
50 years, yes, yeah. I've been playing, yeah. Well, when I first started learning to play the drums, yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
And it's a lifetime ago now.
Yeah. And Tim, seeing as you're a multi-talented or multi-instrumentalist, how long have you been playing? I mean, is it the same thing all the time? Did you start on bass or did you start on sax?
I started playing piano when I was 5.
Yeah, okay.
And classically trained from the piano, and then started playing clarinet when I was 11 and saxophone when I was 12 and bass guitar when I was 18, and then it kind of went on from there, really. I'll play anything if it gets in front of my... You know, if I can touch it, I'll play it. Way. No, way. Yeah. And,
okay. All right, that's as far as we go with that. I'm a failed musician. I've tried desperately all my life, to be a musician. I started off, believe it or not, in the Salvation Army band, but they wouldn't let me play the cornet or a trombone, which is a good... They put me on a euphonium.
Oh, right.
That's fine if, in those days, Hancock's Half Hour was great. It was...
Fantastic.
Right? But that's all I could play on the thing, Who wants a... But who wants a euphonium player,
Yeah, it doesn't fit in with many bands.
No, exactly. And trad jazz was a thing in my days.
Oh, fantastic.
So you wanted to be a trombonist or a...
Trumpet.
That's right.
You want to be trumpet.
That's right.
I started off in a brass band back in my hometown in Crewe, but I soon left that scene.
There you go. Well, I've got a great song here, done by Madness originally, but we've got your version here. Now, I've got a friend of mine called Teresa, and... She always sings this as a karaoke song, right? Because it's only got one word in it, I believe.
One step beyond.
There you go, three words. But yeah, so she always does this. So we're going to dedicate this. Can you please say dedicate this? Yeah.
Well, this song's going out to Teresa, and we hope you enjoy it. This is One Step Beyond, played by the All Scars.
Beyond.
Pit Stop, first for fixed price servicing on all makes of car. Pit Stop, first for brakes, clutches, cam belts and exhausts.
pit stop, 1 kilometre before Oria on the A399 Partaloa Road. Telephone 950 124 828. That's 950 124 828. Pit stop for all your motoring needs. Pit stop, unbeatable, we guarantee it. Another satisfied customer.
The Royal British Legion is the UK's leading services charity, helping members and former members of the British Armed Forces community to approach their future with hope. It provides financial, social and emotional support to members and veterans, as well as their families and their dependents across the globe. Those who served, those who sacrificed, and those who changed our world. If you or someone close to you needs help from the District Community Support Team, contact them for a confidential chat on 676 451 780.
Need a new key for your house, car or business premises? Then call Guzman Security, where you can have all your key requirements sorted, including remote controls for all cars, gates and garages, recoding if required, original car keys and master keys. Guzman are also 24-hour locksmiths and sell and supply all kinds of safes and alarms, plus the supply and sales of custom-made rubber stamps. And not forgetting, Guzman do repairs for all boots and shoes. So visit guzmansecuridad.es or call at Avenida America, Albox, at the top of the hill on the right-hand side just before the school, or phone 950-431-497. That's 950-431-497.
CBD Natural is the only shop in the area specialising in CBD oil and organic hemp products. CBD Natural supply full-spectrum CBD oil, capsules, therapeutic creams, vapes, skincare, and not forgetting, CBD for pets. Open 6 days a week, we are located near the post office in Wirkal O'Wera. For opening hours and contact details, please check out our Facebook page. Search CBD Natural.
Okay, welcome back to Smooth FM with, well, we're all on it. Now, I'm getting messages all in all over the place at the moment. We're with the All Scars in the studio, live, and you can tell it's live because I'm mucking it up all over the place here. The last thing we played from the All Scars, One Step Beyond, we want to say something about that. Come on, you guys.
Yeah, a lot of people just relate that particular track to Madness. But it was actually first released in 1964 by Prince Buster and the All Stars. Not the All Scars, the All Stars.
The All Stars.
But in 1964. But as I say, everybody just relates it to, you know, the 80s with Madness. Mm. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Now, we've got lined up another one from, well, it's not yours in actual fact. It's from the Specials. Anything about this? It's Ghost Town.
Yeah, Ghost Town. Well, I mean, the Specials have just had their 40th anniversary, and they were playing in Coventry Cathedral, the ruins of Coventry Cathedral, which is next to the modern-day cathedral. That was earlier this year, I think. And we had somebody come up after one of our gigs earlier this year, and they said, oh, they were at that concert. And at that point, I realised how much people still follow all of the bands from the 80s, all the people that made Scar famous. People are still following those bands, and those bands are still out there performing week after week. It's an incredible experience, really.
And they're still doing, like, you know, their music, the Scar music.
They're still playing Scar music. Yeah. Scar music is still alive
it's
and kicking.
Alive.
It's amazing.
Yes, that's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
love it. I love the.
It's the feel, the energy.
The part of. Yeah. That's right. It's never going to go away.
I don't think it is. No.
It's like rock and roll music, basically. If you think about it, you know, that'll never go away.
You can
away.
Get up and dance to it. I think I'm not sure that the Spanish choir understand when the people are there doing their dancing to Scar stuff.
That's right. Yeah. There's a couple of specific sort of ska moves that you do when you're dancing, but everybody just still loves it, don't they?
And there are various moments you're standing there and all of a sudden the dance floor is full and people are all doing the ska dancing and you think, wow, I didn't realize quite how much this touches people's lives.
So I've got a question here, all right, which is going to blow us away on this, because it's, you know, what genre do you find goes down the best, modern, up to date, or more golden oldies? And we've just discussed that it has got to be.
Well, the ska. I mean, it's it covers quite a few of those genres, doesn't it? Mm. You know, there's so many people come up to us at the end of a gig and, oh, you've taken me back to my youth and this, that and the other, and I've not had so much fun in years. But I'd say it's covered most of those genres, really.
It does, it does. It's fabulous. Well, we're going to play, as I say, it's not one of yours, but it's something that you love anyway. We're going to play Ghost Town by The Specials. Can I get you that right?
Great song.
Yes, lovely. Okay, here we go. And it, large portions of Ghost Town. And this is The Specials. And it takes a little while to start. It does. Specials and a large portion of Ghost Town, and it's one of the tracks picked out by my guests in the studio this afternoon, which of course are the All Scars. Got two of those lovely, lovely guys sitting at the table at the moment, and Tim and
Brian,
that's right. Brian. I'm hopeless at names. You know, I mean, the trouble is, see, I've got so many names myself that it's it's all you and all those sort of things. Okay, so Ghost Town and a large portion, and let's say, and that is a sort of like modern ska, but it's still got a reggae beat, don't you think?
Oh, it has, absolutely, and quite political, really, which is, The Specials were political in a lot of the stuff they did.
We've got one or two other little questions here.
Yeah. Can I just give a shout out to Chris? Chris has just sent a message in saying that he hasn't listened to ska music for years, and all of a sudden it's coming back and he's loving it. Thanks a lot, Chris. We're enjoying that you're listening to it.
There you go. Chris is our sound engineer who's recording the show for us as well. So thank you very much. God bless you, my friend. Now, favourite song you sing? Any reason? Or do you dislike it for what it is?
Favourite song?
That you sing, the group, that is.
Well, Monkey Man. We've had Monkey Man. Yeah. I love it just because of the pure energy of it. The fact that you can just go crazy and the whole dance floor goes crazy and everyone, even if you never heard the song before, by the end of it, you know it. And for me, that's the sign of a good piece of music.
Certainly is. Brian?
Yeah. I love them all, to be honest. I mean, I've been in bands in the past when there's one or two songs that you have to play that you don't enjoy, but I must admit, every single track that we do with the band, I really enjoy. But I would say One Step Beyond, Night Boat to Cairo, Town Called Malice, just purely from me being behind the kit and seeing the dance floor full and everybody just enjoying themselves, it that gives me such a buzz.
Okay, that's fabulous. Well done. Yeah. You've got a good audience as well. You really have.
We tend to sell out wherever we're going, which is incredible. I mean, no other band have I ever been in where I've experienced that, and it is amazing. It really is. But like people, if you haven't phoned up and booked a table, well, you can't actually have a table because it's full.
It's all booked.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. We've got Be Young and Be Foolish in the slot right here. Anything you want to tell us about that one?
It's a great fun one. Northern soul kind of music rather than typically, it's not actually ska as such, but it seems to fit in with our set very well. And again, it's another one where people love singing along.
Yeah, perfect for dancing too as well. And again, it just keeps the dance floor full and everybody's happy and enjoying themselves. It's great for us guys.
It's a good message for life as well. Be young, be foolish, be happy.
The little information you gave me here, it says the Tams Northern Soul version peaked at 32 in the UK singles chart in March of 1970. It's going back.
Time flies.
I tell you what, even I was young in those days. So it can't be back, can it?
Before my time, Tony.
Yes, of course, my friend. But there you go. It's your version, All Scars. Be young, be foolish, be happy.
Reach for the sky, search your star and your dream till you find your dream. It's the same old story all of this world. Girl, it's boy and boy, it's girl. Sing with me, come on. Be young, be foolish, be happy. Oh, so be young, be foolish, be happy. Oh, so be young, be foolish, be happy. Yes, so be young, be foolish, be happy.
Great version, definitely is. I tell you what, that's a great bit of saxophone playing.
Oh, thank you. You're very sweet, Tony. We love you.
There you go. Be young, be foolish, be happy. Well, at least one of us in the studio can do that.
Okay. Well, we're all happy.
Yeah, but young and foolish is the bits, you know, I mean, well, neither...
Two out of three aren't bad.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure, you know, this is it, you know, two out of three. We're trying, though, Brian, aren't we? Very trying.
Absolutely.
Apparently. Well, I've been told I'm very trying. Okay, let's move on. We got one big question. Everybody seems to stumble over this one. The last question that I was ask everybody here, this is, can you describe your band or group, or yourself, rather, but it's, your band and group would be better, in a short sentence, which will tell everybody who you are and what they can expect when they come to see you.
Okay, my take on it is that the band is fun, entertaining, visually as well as musically, and the crowd reaction is always so exciting.
My take on that, full energy entertainment with all the songs that you love.
Okay, that's brilliant. That's a very precise and lovely little answer. Well, both of you, absolutely great, and to the point as well. We've got Cardiac Arrest, which is not one of yours. It's by Madness, but you've asked for this because you like this one as well, don't you?
I love it. Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I'm on the younger end of the band, and but yet somehow Madness just took ska music and made it really mainstream. And this was one I was just in Brian's car about a week ago, and it came up on his CD player, and I thought, oh, I hadn't heard that song for years, and I love that song. It's an amazing song. And just Madness had that ability of crossing over into the mainstream in such an incredible way.
Okay, but you're the least likely in the band to get one of these, aren't you?
Hopefully so, yeah. I'm not planning on it.
I've had one.
Yeah, Brian's been there and done that.
Yeah, keep taking the tablets.
Absolutely.
That's me. Yeah, oh, Cardiac Arrest, it's Madness, and as I say, it's one of your very favourite songs, and Tim, God bless, just for you, we'll play this, all right?
Thank you.
He's longing for his bed, waiting with his neighbours in the rush hour queue. Got to get the first bus, so much for him to do. He's got to hurry, got to get his seat. Can't miss his place, got to rest his feet. 10 more minutes till he gets there, the crossword's nearly done. It's going so hard these days, not nearly so much fun. His mind wanders to the office, his telephone desk and chair. Been happy with the company, they've treated him real fair. Think of 7 letters, begin and end in C. Like a big American car, but misspelt with a D. I wish his bus would get a move on, driver's taking his time. I just don't know, I'll be late, oh dear, what will the boss say? Pull yourself together now, don't get in a state. Don't you worry, there's no hurry. It's a lovely day, could all be going your way. Take the dog's advice, let up, enjoy your life. Listen to what they say, it's not a game they play. Never get there at this rate, he's caught up in a jam. There's a meeting this morning, it's just his luck, oh damn. His head rides in his pocket for his handkerchief. Pearls of sweat to his collar, his pulse beats seem so brief. Ice fall on his wristwatch, the seconds pass real smooth. Gasping
hoping for the hot air, but the chest pain it won't go. Try to ask for help, but can't seem to speak a word. Words are whispered frantically, but don't seem to be heard. What about the wife and kids? They all depend on me. We're so sorry, we told you not to hurry. Now it's just too late, you've got a certain date. We thought we made it clear, we always know in our fears. We left it up to you, there's nothing we can do.
Okay, it's Cardiac Arrest by Madness, and a choice by my favourite, my very favourite little group here, that I've got in the studio, the All Scars, because it's my favourite music. I love Scar music. And they've just given me a beautiful T-shirt. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, guys. All Scars. And an All Scars calendar as well. Gosh, I tell you, I feel like a millionaire now. Absolutely. So now we've got to do something for you. We've got to advertise. Where are you next, and what are your plans for the future?
Incredibly busy.
Our next gig is on Saturday the 30th at Dolce Vita on Mahaka Playa. And the next day, Sunday the 1st of December, we're at the Miraflores campsite in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We've got quite a busy December.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy December. The 7th, we're up at the Hillside Snooker Club at La Marina, up near Torrevieja. Sunday the 8th, we've got a private do at the Ali Pali at Matheron.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone about that, though. It's private. Saturday the 14th, we're involved in the Jingle Bells Ball, that is. It's a charity.
Oh, that's going to be amazing fun. Yeah, I mean, so many bands are playing at that. All the fantastic musicians of the area are all getting together for the charity do. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's taking place at the Irish Rover, again on Mahaka Playa. Wednesday the 18th, we're at the Renfrew in La Alfaquilla. Friday the 20th, the Irish Rover again. And Saturday the 21st, that's going to be a special night because we're playing at the Oasis Club, which is where we all actually got together on their jam night.
There you go, that's great. So you got Christmas off or what?
No.
no chance of that. Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
We're busy, busy.
Christmas Eve, we're down at the Sunburnt Arms at Piedra Amarilla. New Year's Eve, where are we? Oh, before that, on the Sunday the 29th, we're at the Emerald Isle on Mahaka Playa. New Year's Eve, we're at Dolce Vita. And then next year, at the moment, we stand already on 65 gigs for next year already.
Gosh. Very popular band, as I said.
And it's all for fun.
It's all...
All for fun.
All for fun?
Yeah.
You don't get paid then?
No, it's not my job.
Is that just for the tax man's benefit, that bit?
Of course.
Of course. There we go. All right. All right. That was Cardiac Arrest was the last one we played. And I tell you what, there's a lot of people having heart attacks out there right now, I would think, on that one. All right, so we're going to move on. And this, I tell you what, I love this song because it comes from a great guy who's Paul Weller, of course, wrote this. Town Called Malice. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. I'm looking forward to hearing your version of it because I haven't heard this. Love it dearly. Any story on this one?
Oh, my fun story with Paul Weller. I was playing in a 15-piece blues band many, many, many years ago, and we were playing in one of the Cambridge University colleges on one of their big balls, and Paul was there, and he said to me, said to the band, "Look, I'm playing later, but I really want to get home. Is it possible we can swap slots with, you know, my band, your band?" And of course, what can you say to Paul Weller? But absolutely, of course, yeah. So he played really early, like 5 in the afternoon, and then disappeared. Yeah. And we played really, really late, and then had a big drive back from the university. But what a wonderful, wonderful, lovely man.
He is a lovely man, you're quite right. Okie dokie, All Scars version of A Town Called Malice. And as I say, I've not heard this before. I'm so looking forward to hearing your version. Even if I open the music fader, we might even hear it as well. Okie dokie.
Rosie face off you. Oh, stop apologizing.
That you've got to, well done, yeah. You've got to congratulate your singer because he even sounded like Paul Weller, didn't he?
I'm sure Paul will be very glad to hear that. And big thanks out to Alf the bass player because he gets his plectrum out on that and the twangy sound that he gets on it.
That was brilliant, yes,
really
it was indeed. Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, got a really, really tight back line there. Bass and drums, that's the nucleus of most bands, I do have to say. And it's a pleasure to work with Alfie, he's really great.
I've got a question in for you from one of the guys out there. Were they ever mods? Well, you weren't, obviously.
Mods was well before my time. We keep meeting mods.
Yeah.
People, they tell us which Vespa they had, and I don't want to put my foot in it because I don't know the scene at all.
Well, that's the second half of the question. Have you ever had a scooter?
No. I always wanted a Lambretta, I must admit, but my father, God bless him, used to work on the ambulance service in my hometown. And
he's seen what happened when people fall off.
Yeah, he picked too many up out of the gutter that he would not let me have one.
And then I won't say that I have got one.
Oh, well, there you go.
Have you got a scooter, honestly?
I have honestly got
a scooter.
Because
the guy who's asking the question is a scooter madman. He's got one.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm not sure. If I say the wrong make of scooter, he goes mad. But it's either a Lambretta or a Vespa, and I'm not sure which one it is. But it's probably the same as the match, isn't it? The Vespa. Do you remember Vespa?
I remember, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sort of thing. I mean, that's what I do with them, is strike matches on them. I was a rocker. I was a rocker, I'm afraid.
Okay. No, we're definitely on the mod side of things.
Okay.
We were at Camposol, and just turned around from the stage at Camposol outside, and there was this fantastic van there, black transit van thing, painted with the black and white scar stripe squares on the side of it.
Yeah.
He had a madness hat in the front windscreen, and again, it's like, how on earth? It's incredible.
Yeah.
Scar is ruling the world. It's
fabulous,
amazing.
Fabulous, fabulous. Of course, Paul Weller, great mod.
Oh, yeah.
I can never understand
why is it the RAF symbol? How did that get mixed up? You know, the red, white, and blue, the circle thing. How did that get up in?
No idea.
Yeah, no, nope, but everywhere you can't answer that one time. Yeah, things like that. Okay, now we're going to play two more tracks. One of them, Toots and the Maytals, 54 or 46. That's my number. You were talking about this as the start, the very beginning of...
Well, yeah, we've been through a real journey of ska music all the way through to the kind of more modern side of it, really. But, yeah, this is kind of taking it back to that more laid-back kind of Jamaican relaxed feel.
Back to its roots.
It's where ska came from originally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brian? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You agree with that?
Oh, right, yeah, right, totally. Totally. No, I love playing this because this is actually, you know, something different to what I was used to playing, and it's great, the energy in this one as well, really.
What I want to say is thank you very much indeed, you guys, for reminding me of Toots and the Maytale. Right, I used to play them many years ago, but you know how things, you know, they slip from your mind.
This is the reaction we're getting from loads of people at all our gigs.
I bet it is.
Reminding them of the songs from an era back.
Okay, you know. This is, as I say, 54-46. That's my number. It's Toots and the Maytales, and one of the favourite songs from my group in the studio here, the All Scars.
Hear what I say, sir, yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo! Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I'm not a fool to hurt myself. So I was innocent of what they done to me. They was wrong. Listen to me one more time. They were wrong. Oh yeah, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Yeah. Give it to me four times.
Back lots and lots of great memories. I think it's brilliant. Toots and the Maytales there. The very, very start of ska and possibly a little bit of reggae as well. And one of your favourite songs. And it is done by the group, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, we love doing that song. It's incredible. Give it to me one time. And everyone's going, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. And you were telling me you had about 500 people doing that. arm in the air bit. And
last time we were at Miraflores, they actually covered 550 meals that day, so there was quite a decent crowd there.
I can't remember how many gallons of gravy were served, but it was quite a lot.
There you go. Fabulous. Listen, it's been so nice to have you guys in the studio. It really is. Fabulous. You're fun, just like the music you play.
Yeah.
Fun, happy people.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming along.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you very much. We've really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna end with something that's quite not, I don't know, not it, it wasn't designed to be a ska record, certainly. Brown Eyed Girl. Right.
Well, we've discovered, as you probably would realise, that you can ska up any song you like. It doesn't matter. You can put the chuk 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 sound to it, and off you go. You're playing ska music. So if I can just dedicate this to my lovely, wonderful wife Claire. This is her favourite song.
Oh right, that's double the reason to play it, isn't it? Definitely. Thank you very much indeed for Tim and for Brian for coming along. Best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
This will appear on my Facebook page, possibly not tomorrow, maybe on Tuesday it will be on there, but and at the same time we put it on Mixcloud, so it will tour the world.
Fantastic. Right. That's what we like to hear.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
And hopefully you get some response from this, but by the sound of your book, you don't really need it, do you?
it's been great fun being here. Thank you.
But God bless you guys. Oh, yeah, and thank you very much. And now we have the music in the system, we can actually put a song or two into our system, the play and the show.
You're welcome to, and we hope your listeners continue to enjoy it.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Once again, as I say, that's the All Scars. If you ever see them advertised anywhere locally, the next gig is, where was it?
Dolce Vita on Mahaka Playa on Saturday night.
All right, yeah. Go along in your hundreds and cheer these guys on, because they're really, really good. We're going to listen to and play out with Brown Eyed Girl, which is their version of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brian, thank you very much indeed. God bless you, sir.
Tony, thank you.
And Tim.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful time being here.
Thank you very much. A lot of fun.
There you go. All right. All Scars, Brown Eyed Girl.
Down in the hollow, we were playing a new game. Dancing and running, dipping and jumping. In a misty morning, far with a heart, heart to jump in the new. Brown eyed girl. Brown eyed girl. Whatever happened to Juliet So-So? Going down in the old mine with a transistor radio. Spending the sunlight laughing behind the remote bar. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. Where'd I go? Brown eyed girl, do you remember when she would be? Come on, we used to sing la 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 la. I'm on my own. I saw you just the other day.
how you have grown. Just want my way back in the Lord. Sometimes when I'm coming to life, making love in the green grass, behind the stadium of the news. That I go.
Hey guys, a very, very fabulous version of A Brown Eyed Girl from the All Scars. It's the last one from those guys, but they got one little message just before we go. Come on, you guys, get yourself together over there.
The All Scars love Smooth FM. It's the biggest, brightest station in Almeria.